And a good time to talk about a fascinating online military archive which will be enhanced even further this week when a new tranche of military pensions records are published. The records will shed some further light on the events of the Rising, the War of Independence and the Civil War. Una O'Halpin from Trinity College knows what's about to be released and he's here. Good morning.
Good morning.
What sort of gems are we looking at in this latest tranche?
The point about these releases is not so much the individual famous names. There'll be a file on Michael Collins, for example, because he was killed during the Civil War. And these files are mainly, not exclusively, about Free State soldiers who died in the Civil War. But it's in the files very often of the people we never heard of. Sometimes it's in the stories of the people they left behind them, some of whom lived in terrible conditions in Ireland or abroad, some of whom themselves suffered traumas of one sort or another. And this collection of records, of which this is only a small subset, eventually when they're all released there'll be over 300,000 files, some of them with extraordinary length and detail, some of mostly about individuals but also accounts by IRA units of what they did and what they didn't do. So these are really important, and it's tremendous. The government has actually followed through on its commitments, the Taoiseach's commitments in relation to this, and this is the second tranche of what eventually will be a huge archive.
So tell us exactly, what are military pension records?
Well, as you get older, you get more interested in pensions anyway. But in order to get a military service pension or to prove that you were dependent of somebody, you had to provide a remarkable level of detail about your participation, be it in 1916, be it in the War of Independence, be it in the Civil War. And for most of the files, you'll find not only personal recommendations and things like that, but you'll find, for example, transcripts of interviews with the applicants. My own grandfather, Jim Maloney, I found an interview of his from 1936 with the board saying things I never knew about him, or his family never knew about him, as well as references and things. And these records, I mean, the point is they're not just about the end of life and when you reach 65 or whatever or anything like that.
They're about somebody making their case as to why they're entitled to a pension.
Making their case. And you must realise something like 5 out of 6 people never got a pension. So their files are very often bigger because they feel aggrieved, they feel their role has been denied, they keep writing, their relatives write and so on. So you get extraordinarily detailed and rich accounts, but not only of conflict, but of how people are struggling to survive in the New Ireland, which was not a wealthy place and which was not a very, if you like, a very Christian society for the poor especially.
You mentioned Michael Collins. There's also detail on Sonny O'Neill in this. What are we finding out? Anything interesting?
Oh, I think so. Well, Sonny O'Neill is a very interesting figure because he represents the complexities of the Irish Revolution. He's a former RIC man who then joined the British Army during the war, who then joined the IRA in the War of Independence and then went anti-treaty. And he happened to be the man who fired the shot, it's pretty clear, that killed Michael Collins at Ballinum Law. Sonny O'Neill was also involved in the anti-treaty IRA in Cork, had briefly had a mounted unit, a kind of cavalry unit. And there's material about that, which is not what one expects in terms of the Civil War, unless you have a very detailed history. There's material about other notorious killings in Cork and in East Cork around Knockgraha, around Sing Sing, the famous prison, and so on. But the great thing about this collection is this is only the start. And ultimately, when the material is all released, when finally a military archives building is fitted out, as is being done in Portobello Barracks, we're going to not just get more history about who shot who and that kind of thing, and who did what, but it's about people's this extraordinary index and register of people's lives throughout the 1920s, 30s, 40s. My own grandfather's file ends in April 1981 because he died.
That recent, that yeah. late.
Because the files keep, the entitlements change, circumstances change, sometimes people fall on hard times, sometimes a new benefit comes along. So these are amazing accounts of people's lives.
Now, militaryarchives.ie is a website which has wasted quite an amount of my time. I wouldn't say wasted, but I've invested quite an amount of time. When you go on there, the amount of information which is there is mind-boggling. For people who haven't been there, why should they visit the website? Why should they look at the archive? What can they learn?
Well, at present, we with the first tranche released by the Taoiseach in January, you got the people who had 1916 service, right? About 3,500 files. And anyone who used them will know, A, that by the standards of the internet, they're highly searchable, right? Mm. So they're easy. It's easy to navigate and easy to find once you realise that names may be spelt differently and you try a few things like that. But you'll find in them material perhaps about your relatives that you never knew, because a lot of people, women as well as men, didn't talk about what they'd done or what they hadn't done. They kept quiet about it, and very often children don't want to listen anyway. And very often it's the next generation, like me, in the case of my two grandfathers, my grandmother, who want to know. right? And you find things that aren't part of family lore. Very often that challenge family lore, but inevitably, if you like, deepen understanding at a family level, but also at a political level, and also in terms of social and economic history, just as much as were of military or political.
So for people who want to check out the latest editions, when will they go live?
The Minister for Defence and the Department of Defence have been great in this. Is signing off on these. There's a public launch on Thursday, so they should be available sometime on Thursday, the 2nd of October.
And militaryarchives.ie is the place to get them. Una O'Halpin, Professor of Contemporary Irish History at Trinity College, thank you for that. It's almost 8:57.